I'm asking you to think about how you'd feel if you knew that someone died in order that you might live. We read about that kind of thing in books. We see it in movies. But if someone actually sacrificed themselves, gave themselves for you, I'm asking you to imagine and think through how you'd feel. And also, how would you even begin to thank them, to honor them, for their sacrifice? I mean, think about the different war stories you might hear of when you think of like a soldier falling on a grenade or jumping in front of his fellow soldiers, taking that bullet so that they might live. I mean, how would those survivors even begin to express their gratitude? How would they go on living afterwards knowing that they're alive? Because someone died for them. If this were me, I'd probably first experience shock. And then, like I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, guilt. Probably emotion of guilt. I'd ask myself questions like, why me? Why me? Like, why am I alive and they're not? I mean, what makes my life more valuable than theirs? It would be difficult for me to navigate through the maze of those complex emotions that I'd be experiencing in that moment. But I think after some time, I'd realize that I needed to see things differently. Because the fact is, I'm still alive, so what am I going to do about it? What choices am I going to make? How am I going to make the most of my life that I've been given, knowing that subjective, right? Just that, and his name is Jesus the Christ. This is a real-life person who lived in history. He, on this Lord's Day and every day, because of his sacrifice for us, he deserves our ultimate thank you. Because almost 2,000 years ago, although Christ knew no sin, he was blameless, he was perfect. He died on the cross, and Scripture says he did it for you and for me. All of the turmoil, all of the ridicule, all of the embarrassment, all the torture, and he experienced, of course, ultimately death, because he and his Father loves us, and he wants to share eternity with us. Because of his love, Jesus sacrificed himself for us. He said in John 15:13, greater love has no man than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. But for a moment, I just also want you to imagine something else. Imagine that Jesus didn't actually die for you. Imagine that. Instead, imagine that Jesus was born and he fulfilled almost all of the Old Testament prophecies throughout his life. Things like he would go and heal the sick and raise the dead, and he would give sight to the blind. He would teach and exemplify the love of God the Father had for the world. And fast forward to the Garden of Gethsemane now. Jesus knew his death was imminent, and so he prayed. But instead of praying, you know, not my will, thy will, Lord, because I've changed my mind and I simply don't want to die. If Jesus had prayed like that, the entire plan of salvation would have come to a screeching halt in a moment. If Jesus had not gone on to die of his own volition, you and I, that's just the stuff of imagination. 42, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. And Jesus went on to do the will of the Father, dying in order that you and I might live. So this morning, as we consider the cross, let's consider our thankfulness. I'm thankful this morning for the resolve of Jesus, his willpower, if you will. I personally feel gratitude. I'm personally thankful that although He was human as we are, he did not give in to the desires of his flesh. He didn't step back from the pain. He didn't step back from the torture or the humiliation. because he loved us. I'm also grateful that Jesus didn't call on the legions of angels that were at his disposal and they were ready to do his bidding. He had the authority to call a whole army of angels to rescue him from the cross, according to Matthew 25 or 26, verse 53. But as the song 10,000 Angels points out, he died alone for you and me. And that's something we can truly be thankful for this morning as we remember the death of our Lord. We can also be thankful that God the Father, although he knew the pain that his son would go through, he still allowed his son to go through the whole ordeal. In fact, he didn't just allow it, he planned on it, right? This was intentional. So we can be thankful for God's resolve. You know, as a parent, I know how difficult it is to watch one of my children take the path that I know leads to suffering. I think as parents, we can relate to that kind of thing, or maybe as grandparents. The Father, who is all-powerful, he restrained him, therefore saving you. And what are you and I to do with this sense of gratitude and thankfulness? You know, at some point in our lives, I think every one of us has to make a choice. We have to make a decision. Like, what does the cross of Jesus actually mean to me personally? What does it mean to me personally? And I ask that because until we personalize the meaning of the cross and then actually do something about it in our lives, we'll continue to miss something really important. As Christ's disciples, our self-reflection, especially in times like this morning, should take us to another level. Yes, Christ died for you and me. So out of gratitude, out of thankfulness, what am I willing to do for Jesus? Paul talks about this in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 through 15, which reads, "For the love of Christ controls us. Having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all so that they might him who died and rose again on their behalf." And so here Paul references the love of Christ. And now in referring to the love of Christ and how it controls us, he might mean the love we have for Christ, the loyalty we have for Christ, our faithfulness towards him, the obedience that we show, the love that we have for him. Or Paul might mean the love Christ has for us and indeed for the entire world. But I think either way, we get to the same place. Since out of love, Christ died for us, the only appropriate response on our part is to live out of that same kind of love. The love of Christ controls us. And so we show our gratitude for Christ. We show our thankfulness for him by no longer living for our own selfish desires and instead living for him. Today, as we gather around the table, what we're doing this morning in part is showing just how grateful we are for his sacrifice. We're showing, we're manifesting our thankfulness. And so participating in the Lord's Supper on the Lord's Day is a way of expressing our gratitude for his sacrifice. Week in and week out, we gather as a congregation to honor him by eating the bread and by drinking the cup. And by examining ourselves and by proclaiming his death until we come. But the gratitude we're feeling this morning should continue to be shown tomorrow morning and the next day and the day after that and the rest of our week, because our thankfulness for the sacrifice of Christ is best shown in how we live the entirety of our lives. So that includes in times like this, in what we're doing this morning, but it also includes about how we work for Jesus and how we raise our families and even in how we play. He died for us so that we might live the entirety of our lives for him. Let's think about these things as we prepare to remember our Lord.